I'm Charlie.
I'm Lucinda.
And welcome to Psyched for Psych. We're back after a long way. It's been almost a year, right?
Yeah, November 2020.
Almost a full year. Well, we're a lot older and a lot wiser. So we're ready to get back into this. And I think we can actually do some, like, not daily, of course, but
yeah.
So at least 3 a week, right?
At least two a week. We can definitely do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're just excited to get back into this because we're talking about a show we love and hopefully some of you love. And, yeah. So, let's get right into it. Today, we are going on Season 1, Episode 3, Speak Now or Forever Hold Your Peace. Great episode, by the way.
Such a good episode.
Yeah. Season 1, first couple episodes of Season 1, all bangers. All bangers. Yeah. So here's just the deets. So it's directed by Michael Zinberg. Good job, Mike. Written by Steve Franks.
Yeah.
Steve. The air date was July 21st, 2006. And the runtime is 42 minutes. Can we get a short description of the episode?
Yeah. So in this episode, a multi-million dollar engagement ring is stolen from a hotel vault days before the wedding. Sean and Gus investigate without the police department's permission, and Sean becomes a little too involved in the ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple facts about the episode. At the time, it was thought to be the worst episode of the first season. So this was 2006. People really didn't like it, but
I disagree.
This was right at the time, so I guess out of the first three, they thought this was the worst one.
It's such a good episode.
I still think it's
though.
Better than the first episode.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely better than the first one. It's right up there.
I think it's on par with
one.
The second one.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. You got the banana.
Personally.
Wait, but that comes back in this episode, right?
I don't know.
He might say it.
Personally, I think it's a little bit better than the second episode, but they're both really good.
All right.
Spelling Bee is a really good episode.
And then it was initially first watched by nearly 5 million viewers at the original release date, so it's already a pretty big show. So let's get into the episode.
Alright, so we start off with a flashback on 1985.
So young Sean is playing hide and seek with Gus. He's bad at it, and so he walks into the room, he's making lots of noises, slamming doors. And Henry, Sean's dad, Sean, you're doing it all wrong. He gives some advice. You gotta stand on the balls of your feet. And you gotta, when you're coming around a door, you wanna stay low. Basically, he says that if Gus is hiding, then you should be hiding too. If he's invisible, so should you. So then we go right out of the flashback, Henry, we see Sean taking off his sandals and starting to sneak, and we hop right into the episode, which it's a really nice transition of Sean is sneaking through the SBPD, Santa Barbara Police Department.
In present day, it goes
from
tiny Sean sneaking right back to present Sean sneaking.
Yeah, sticking his head around.
He overhears a conversation
Lassie
is having.
Yeah, Lassie and the chief and Juliet and I think a few other officers were talking about how the ring, I believe, right?
Well, they're talking about how they have to keep this new big case a secret because they don't want it to get too big.
And we're really super early in the episode, and Jules is already being getting testy with Lassie.
Yeah, she's being awesome.
She's getting a little upset with Lassie.
She's
already.
If this is happening, why don't we make it like this? Why don't we just do this instead? And Lassiter's don't question me.
And that's a common theme in this episode. Already, only Jules' second episode, and already a favorite.
Jules is a great character.
Alright, so, now we get on to Gus.
Yes.
So, Gus pops up in Gus fashion, and Sean, tells them about the ring.
He goes into his Sean vision.
But then, the chief comes up, and he asks to get on the case.
But she says, better finish your current case.
They've got their original case. It's, about a computer thief at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
it's lame. And right away, first psych mode of the episode, Sean goes psych mode, and
the chief gives him the file for the case. He looks at it, and he's like, it was the secretary.
Yeah, right away, he knows it was the secretary.
And Sean clearly really wants to be involved with this case.
Yeah. So, next, the chief turns him away, and Gus is also lame, like the chief, and he's like, oh, well, I don't want to work on this case either. I gotta go get back to my pharmaceuticals job. So, then, we got, Sean goes more sneaky down to the witness room, or wherever they are.
He goes into the interrogation room.
Mm-hmm. And, what are their names?
The bride and the groom.
Yeah, the bride
and the
groom.
We soon find out.
It's Dylan and I don't remember the bride's name.
I don't either.
Big Dill is the...
The bride and the groom are in the interrogation room with another person who we find out is the groom's sister and the wedding planner.
Yeah, so... Yes, and Sean likes her, and...
Flirting.
She goes, and he gets flirty. And Sean, being his charming self, gets a wedding invite almost right away.
Yeah, because he tells them he is on the case, which of course is not true.
Yeah, and they know who he is from, like, the newspaper. And but right away, he hops on the case real quick.
And then... Lassie comes in.
Oh, yeah, and he's like... Does he grab Sean by the ear or something?
He
gets him...
Well, he grabs Sean and pulls him out of the room.
Yeah.
And then there's a very strange comment. Sean's like, if this is about a weird thing naked in a river with me and you, then I don't want any part of it.
Yeah.
That happens, and Lassie really doesn't want him to be involved with this case at all.
And he talks, and he says he's gonna throw a book at him. So, then, theme song, let's go.
It was a really long, like, intro, so.
Okay, I love the theme song. Such theme song, gotta be on my playlist. Mm-hmm. So, alright, so we, hop into... I think Sean's calling Gus, right?
Gus is in his car in front of his work building.
And
Sean calls him.
He's mad at Sean. He's in the blueberry, and Sean calls him, and he's like, yo, Gus, come on, man. And Gus is like, no, and you also got to get the stuff you left in my car.
And he's like, well, I left some important stuff in there, along with an old tuna sandwich. I hope you find that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And Gus looks very annoyed.
All right, and then Sean's on, like a phone booth kind of style phone on the wall.
And
he hangs up, and he's, like...
Right next to a holding cell.
He's next to an inmate, and the inmate's like,
Is
he coming? And he's like, no, thanks, Stabber.
So yeah.
The inmate's name is Stabber, and then
we seem to be good buds.
Yeah. And so then we cut... we got some great Santa Barbara cutscenes.
Yeah, the pan out shots
Santa
of Santa Barbara.
Music.
So we're in the next scene, and Sean is sneaking in the hotel where the ring was stolen, where the wedding is supposed to take place.
Yes.
The wedding is supposed to take place the next day, also, just to be clear.
So, yeah, they're already there, and they're talking with the Attorney General, who is also known as the father of the bride. The father of the groom.
And then the
wedding planner is the groom's sister, right?
Mm-hmm. And the ring that was stolen was the father's mother's ring.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, he's the attorney general's mad.
He's
and
talking to Lassiter.
Sean's like staring through a plant, and then he ducks down right as Lassie looks at him, but Lassie doesn't catch him.
Sean is not supposed to be there.
And then he gets confronted by a security guard.
The security guard comes back.
And Sean goes psych mode and notices like a face mask on his belt. This is years before Corona time.
He figures out that...
This guy's like a germaphobe.
Yeah, the security guard is a big germaphobe. And he says, I'm just checking this plant for Lyme disease.
Yeah, and he keeps... I've said he role-plays as a plant inspector. And he talks about how the disease... Inspector.
The disease could be spreading!
And the guy's like, did you pass this by Mike? And Chad's like, Mike can kiss my ass. And they're like, the security guy
he says, He says, the disease could be spreading. I need you to take me to the safe room.
No, he gets access to, like, the vents and everything in the building.
Well, the guard is going off to get permission to get him to the safe room.
No, he gets access to the vents and everything.
Yeah, the guard gives him access to the vents so that he can check for Lyme disease.
So then we move to Sean, Well, actually, we don't know where Sean is yet.
Yeah.
We go to, he's doing a briefing about the case.
Lassiter is talking to the police about
and he's
the
still,
case.
He has, like, some dumb plan about how there's, like, they made an identical room.
There's a video that is showing the night when the ring was last seen, and it shows basically the whole marriage party, the bride, the groom, the bride's dad, the groom's dad, and the wedding planner, and the best man, and the bridesmaids, and they're all in the room with the safe, and they're putting the ring in the safe, and Lassie thinks that the best man is the prime suspect.
Alright, so, yeah, Lassie's idea is dumb, and we hear Sean laughing through the vents. Like, and Lassie thinks it's someone in the room. So it's all like that.
And Diedrich Mannheim is the name of the prime suspect.
Yeah, so not the best man. Diedrich Mannheim is the security director at the hotel who was there when they were in the video, when they were putting the things in the locking up the ring. So, and that's Lassie's prime suspect. So, so Lassie has this dumb idea about them making an identical room to fake stealing the ring, and Jules completely roasts Lassiter. She gets real roasty toasty when Jules is like, this seems a little far-fetched, and Lassie kind of sits there. Sean laughs again, and Lassie bozo.
Yeah.
Bozo moment for Lass here. So then we cut to Jules enjoying some fruit at a lovely restaurant.
Very lonely, though.
Yeah, but she's just munching on some fruit. And Sean walks in.
And he's like, Juliet O'Hara.
Yep, he sits down.
Somehow
and he, like,
knows
her full name. He psychs out a little bit. No, he fakes a psych out. And he's like, you're angry about something. And he's like, you're angry because of Lass. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah. Sean really being a charmer here. I wrote that Sean was being sexy, and then, like, whispering to her, and he reads her palm, and he's lies like, about her palm reading. Yeah.
She seems intrigued, but we know, she knows.
But in general, he does speak the truth about, like, just stuff.
He does know that she's angry, but he's just trying to hit on her.
Yeah, and then he lies to her a little bit, and, it kind of feels like Jules is more on his side than Lassie's.
Yeah, but it's yeah, yeah.
She's fine with it. So then, this is like probably my favorite scene in the episode. So we pan to Gus in his office, and one of his coworkers comes in, and she's like, Burton, did you hear about your cat? His leg is broken, and he's in the ER. Or is it his hip? It might be his hip
is
broken.
There's, like, an elderly woman who walks
into
his office.
Yeah, it's not even an elderly woman. It's, like, just an older woman.
She feels pity, and Gus is like, my cat.
She feels pity?
And Gus is like, my cat. And the lady's like, yes, Mrs. Pickles, I believe.
Yeah.
This is where the best character of all, Mrs. Pickles, comes into the show.
And then he's like, I'll go figure out later. And then another old lady comes over. She's like, but your cat needs you. And he knows it's Sean at this point. So he gets up and he just leaves, and we see Sean laying on the front of the blueberry. And Gus is mad.
Gus is like, Mrs. Pickles, really?
And he said that he's blocking Sean's number, but Sean says that Mrs. Pickles may be having kittens soon.
Aww.
Yeah, the little baby pickles. So now Sean's like, come on, Gus, come investigate the hotel with me. And Gus is still a little, like, he's on the fence about it.
But he gives in.
But then Sean brings up the safe It's like a really fancy safe.
Yeah, and Gus is a safe enthusiast.
Yeah, he loves safes. And he's like, what kind? And Sean's like, oh, just this super fancy safe. And
he's Gus like, it's a metric safe 3000 or whatever it is. And Gus is like, oh, really?
He didn't know it was out yet.
That was on the cover of Safe Magazines Today.
Gus is like, fine, I'm coming with you, but we have to be done by 3. So,
And John's like, yes, we will be done.
Then we go back to the hotel, and the chief sees them. And the chief sees them at the hotel. She's angry and wants them to leave, and she's like, leave with a capital L. And, so then they go to the front desk. And Sean has, like, pretended to be this guy that's, like, this British investigator.
Yeah, and the guy behind the desk is fooled.
Well, yeah, and he, like, gets access to the front desk, and,
he gets access to where so Sean goes, is.
No, they go to the front desk, and Sean makes hotel room keys. Yeah, so Sean makes hotel room keys, and the guy looks, and so... all the suspects are hotel guests.
Yeah.
The
marriage party, they're all the suspects because the ring.
They're the only ones that could have been there. So,
there is a suite that they
go. Then they go up to the room, make the keys to the rooms, and, he opens up the first room, and he knows they're innocent right away. Like, their wallet or something goes out. So, he knows that they're innocent right away. And then, he goes to the next room, where the wedding planners are there.
Yeah.
And we get our first Gus name of the day. I think it's the only Gus name. But he's
I'm pretty sure there's only one.
Yeah.
Most days.
Well, there's sometimes, like, there was one episode where there's, like, he throws off 8.
Sean is like, I'm Sean, and this is my partner.
Peter Panic, which is just...
I don't think we've done Gus names of the day before, but...
I don't care. I think it's great. And, so then, also, as we're walking into this room, this is where the pineapple is. There's a pineapple on the dining table in the room.
Nice.
So that's the pineapple of the day as well. So we get Gus name and pineapple in the same scene.
Every episode has a pineapple in it. They're hard to spot sometimes.
Yeah, but he says that, Gus is a safe expert, which he kind of is.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he goes to talk to... I think her name's Liv or something. I think the wedding planner. That's what they... I'm just going to call her Liv.
Okay, the sister...
Or Liz. Liz.
Liz, yes, that's what it is.
Liz. So he goes over to Liz, and the best man is still missing. And then Papa
Richbucks
over attorney, here. The attorney general comes out, and he does not like Sean. And, like, pulls him... And he, like, pulls him out of the room as too and says, leave this alone.
He's like, if you want to be on the case... He was questioning why Sean was there because he was talking to the police department and...
Yeah. So, next, they go... After they're out of there, they go into the next room. And... Turns out it's Lassie's suite, and they're like, oh, he gets a suite? And so then they find, like, the witness names, and Sean hops onto Lassie's bed, and he gets real comfortable. So Gus learns some very important information. Also, I think he says banana at some point here, like, banana. At some point in this scene. So...
Call back to the last episode.
But Gus gets this, read this, so this is some important info. It says that if the attorney general has an insurance policy on the ring and will collect $3 million if it still belongs to him, which it does. So, like, if he keeps the ring, if he doesn't give it to his son and he keeps having it, still has it, he can collect $3 million for it.
So that opens up the attorney general as a pretty big suspect.
Yeah. So they hear the door opening and they both hide, but the bellboy, it's just a bellboy, and they see him come in. He sees them, and he just assumes Sean is Lassie. And so Sean rolls with it, and he gets some room service. But Gus wants to see the
They're
safe.
Charging it to Lasta's credit card.
Well, of course. It's charged to the room.
Yeah, which is charged.
So Shana walks with it. And then, so Gus wants to see the safe. So they go down. And because the other, one entrance to the room is blocked by police, they go through the kitchen. So they're walking through the kitchen. And Sean says, oh, we just go up through the dumbwaiter and we can get into the vents. And so Sean pulls open the dumbwaiter and boom, it's Diedrich.
Diedrich Mannheim!
There's a dead body in there, so Lassie's prime suspect is wrong. And
he's dead. That's
Gus, of course, goes up. He freaks out.
Gus has a thing with dead people.
So, Sean go. So they. One, they leave, and as they're leaving, they run into Lassie and O'Hara, and, oh, wait, no, before this, sorry, I just skipped ahead. So, before, so he goes psych mode, and, like, examines, like, the body with his special psych eyes, and then, he gets a call from Henry, his dad.
He noticed there's, like, a wound on his ear.
Yeah, so it's like he just looks like he's been hit in the head, so it's like obviously murder. Well, it's a body stuffed in a dumbwaiter, it's obviously murder. So he gets a call from Henry, and Henry wants Sean to come get a box of trophies on his kitchen table. And then, Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a thing for the whole episode.
I don't think they talked to Henry any other time this episode.
I might be thinking of another episode.
And then Sean asks him, how long before a dead body starts to smell, and Henry just laughs and hangs up. Then they leave the room, and they run into Lassie and O'Hara, and he starts going psych mode, and Lassie says that they want, and Lassie says he might shoot Sean as Sean's crashing through the kitchen, and he goes to the dumbwaiter, opens it up, and they find the body. So then, once there's, like, a few minutes later, once there's police in there and the attorney general's in there, and he wants to keep the body quiet.
Yeah, he doesn't want anything else to go wrong.
Yeah, so they go back to Lassie's room, and they're reviewing the tape. They're, kind of suspicious of, most of them, but it's just, they're just watching it over and over again. But this is just set up for Big Dill to come into the room.
Big Dill.
And so Big Dill comes in, and Big Dill's he's got like some deep beer and all that, and he's like, "You guys ready for the bachelor party?" I don't know how I really botched that up. So yeah, he's like, "You get ready for the bachelor party," and and Gus is like, "What? We're holding a bachelor party in a police officer's room?" And so I just wrote Gus lame. So then, a bit later, probably an hour, they've been drinking, they're all drunk, music's playing.
There's a lot of people there.
There's a fair amount, yeah.
Sean's
like, "Oh, we can interrogate them when they're drunk," because they're like, it's like truth serum. And so it turns out that, the groom really doesn't want the ring. He doesn't like his dad, and he's kind of when they announced that they were getting married, the dad like made a speech and talked and made it all about the ring instead of him. So they ask a question about how wealthy his dad is, and then he just collapses. And they're asking that because like they want to know if he would need $3 million. So, then they head over to the bachelorette party.
Yeah.
I think that's how you say it, bachelorette.
Bachelorette, yeah.
So, they're, like, doing shots, and Gus is really enjoying himself
now. There's a lot of boas.
And Sean's like, "They're all innocent. No way anyone in this room isn't innocent." And,
because it's a bunch of ladies, and he's a player.
Player named Gus. Later episode. Okay. So then Sean goes over and Liz goes over to Liz, and
she also
like,
is the maid of honor.
Yeah. So and she And she's like, you want to get out of here? So they leave, and they're going down, and they're walking down a hallway, and she wants to see her bouquet.
Bouquet of flowers.
Yeah, because they had to make bouquets, and they're locked up. And as they're trying to get in, the elevator door opens, and Gus walks out with, like, his shirt unbuttoned. And, like, shaving.
The shaving cream around, all over his
head. Around his head.
Like a cupcake.
Yeah. And, it's just a ring. And, where is it? They locked up. He's got shampoo head or something. And he's kind of upset. He got a lap dance from the actual Patrick Swayze, he thinks.
Oh.
Yeah. So Gus is mad because Sean ain't being serious about it. Because Sean wants, and he's like, oh, we'll figure this out on the wedding day. And we pan down to the wedding day.
Yep. So the wedding day is the next day, and it's kind of crazy.
So,
they haven't found the ring, so everyone's still panicking.
Yeah, so he walks in, he's got his suit on, he's talking to the bride, and he goes to Liz, and she's super nervous about the bouquets because they're still not here yet, which is kind of weird because they're just flowers.
Yeah.
And then, right as she says that, a cart comes in with the bouquets, and she's like, oh, okay. She runs over, and
her bouquet is missing.
Well, she finds it. She's looking for it, and then she finds it. And, and then this is just something to show that she's really good at sleight of hand. The like flower girl or whatever doesn't want to put wear a flower in her hair, and so
she like does the magic trick where you pull the cord.
Yeah, she like has like sleight of hand and pops a flower in the air, and then she's like, oh, okay, and so yeah, and so then we see Lassie figures out that. We're back in the main lobby. Lassie figures out that all, like, a bunch of money is charged to his room.
He's, like, and, yelling at the guy at the desk.
And then the bellboy comes up and he's like, oh, but that's not Detective Lassiter.
And then Sean walks in and he's like, that is.
No, it's not. No, he doesn't. And then he's like, oh, really? Could you describe him to me? And then he's like, oh, he's got brown hair, wore a suede jacket.
He describes Sean.
And, yeah, so then he goes and looks for Sean, but Sean is in the chapel because the wedding has started and they're like giving their vows or whatever. And so Sean's sitting down, and Gus comes in and he's whispering to Gus and he says, oh, I know who did it, and they're whispering pretty loud.
Everybody is like, shh.
And also Lassie and Jules walk in, but they. Jules is like, let's wait till the wedding's over to stop.
Yeah, and they're standing at the back of the wedding.
Yeah, and so they keep whispering, and then it's the guy says, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Name of the episode right there.
Yeah, and Sean objects, and he's like, okay. He's like, okay, so it's not really, I don't have any reason why they shouldn't be married. But, I know who stole the ring. And Liz is like, Sean, you can't do this right now. You're ruining the wedding. And he starts to explain that.
Best
so this is a psych
he
mode where he, like it, this, there's a flash. And, it goes to the dinner. And he's like, so, when at the dinner, everyone was so happy for them. And then, the attorney general comes out. And gives the ring to Dylan.
Because but Liz is Dylan's sister.
Yeah, but she's his older sister. That ring was supposed to be for her. She was counting on that ring. And so she was like, okay, I have to find a way to get this. But their family's very cautious. It's a $5 million ring. So they said, okay, we got to lock this up. And so she was like, okay, I can just go get it later. But she realizes the florist cancels. So, in the video, you see she kind of stumbles, and she's like, okay, let me fix the ring real quick. And they all think, oh, she's just moving it around, fixing it. But she's actually pocketing it.
She takes it,
and she's like, okay, now I can get away with it. But then the florist cancels, and they all have to make the bouquets by hand. So now she's stuck in a room with 8 other people.
And the ring in her pocket.
And the ring, it's palmed in her hand still.
Yeah.
and they have to make bouquets.
She slips it into the bottom of her bouquet, so it's like under the flowers on the stem.
Yeah, so that's how, so she has it in there. So that's why she was so like
anxious
about her bouquet and all that. And she's like, Sean, this is crazy. And he
proves it by taking the ring.
No. She says, Sean, this is crazy, and we are off for next Friday. And he's like, this is disappointing, because you have magic hands, and I was really looking forward to that on Friday. So then, she's like, okay, well, show us the bouquet if it's not true. And then she runs, and she's like, really? She's running in those heels? And the chase is on, and so then she trips over, like, a table or something during the chase. Bouquet flies in the air, and guess who catches it?
Gus!
Gus catches the bouquet, and he pulls the ring out from the bottom, so Sean was right. And Sean's like, I love weddings. And then they're back.
Glass and jewels are amazed.
Yeah, and then they cut back to, Lassie takes him to the front desk, and they're like, is this the man, is this, Carlton Lassiter? And they're like, no. And they lie for Sean, because they're the real ones. They're some of the real ones. And, he's like, really? And then Sean's like, I don't know, man. So they still let him go. And then, Sean says to Gus, would I be your best man? And Gus is like, no way you're being my best man. And she's like, really? And then it just, and then we hear the music playing, and we go into the outro. And so, yeah.
That's great the episode.
It's a really good episode.
I can't believe that they said that it was the worst episode.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there are some better ones, but it's not the worst episode.
Most of the episodes in the first season are really good, which I think makes for a good show, because it's like setting the spectrum high. But
well, the crazy thing is, the episodes are still really good in, like, season 7, so it, like, carries out.
Like, the last episode of the show, such a good episode.
What is that episode?
The breakup, it's...
That's not the last episode.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, alright. Well, thank you for listening.
Yep.
As always, I'm Charlie.
I'm Lucinda.
And this is Psyched.
For?
Psych. Okay, see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye.